Hello and welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Pharaoh's Halftime. As you already know by now, I'm Antonio, and I'm with my good friend Anton.
Yo.
And we have been not doing an episode. We didn't do an episode last week because we were both feeling like shit, really.
Yeah, tis the season. You had a cold, and yeah. I got a cold too. And yeah, kids, take your vitamins. Wear your sweaters.
Say your prayers.
Yeah, and if you're not wearing a tinfoil, get a flu shot, I guess. I mean, I'm not getting a flu shot. You guys can. I really don't care what you guys do, but me personally, I'm not getting a flu shot. But if you must, and if your immune system is crappy, go for it.
I should actually get one. Oh, well.
Yeah, you should. You work at a... I'm not gonna even blow up your spot right now.
Yeah, don't go there.
But you probably should. It's in your best interest, too.
Since I'm always around sick people, right?
Basically, yeah.
Anyway, man, a lot has happened in the past, I'd say, like week and a half in the soccer world.
Oh, yeah. It's been great. Yeah. Everything is coming coming up Millhouse. It's fantastic.
I finally feel like, you know, we're right in the middle of things and right in the thick of things, because I remember when I was watching like maybe the third or fourth game of the season, and I'm like, this is, you know, it's all right. Like, nothing's happening. You know, nothing's heating up. But now, like, it's like, you know, Premier League is like 10 games in. Everyone's starting to look at the table, like, who's in the relegation battle, who's in the could be making top four. So it's actually much more enjoyable now to watch it, now that, like, each game, you know, matters more.
Exactly. Yes. And before we even know it, Christmas will be right around the corner. And statistically speaking, in the past, those who were top, for the most part, those who were on top of Christmas
champions, yeah,
ended up becoming champions. Not all the time, but most of the time.
Yeah, and but I feel like this year, man, Premier League is going to be.
I mean, this
so
is
so difficult to predict.
It is. They were saying on Sky, this is the first time that three teams are undefeated.
Going into this much,
10 games in, and those three teams are Liverpool, Chelsea, and Man City.
Yeah.
Both Man City have Man City has a draw.
No, Man City and Liverpool have the same record. I believe it's 8 wins and 2 draws, and then Chelsea have 7 wins and 3 draws.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Doesn't Man City have a loss in there somewhere?
No, they haven't lost yet.
They haven't lost yet?
They should have lost to the Spurs yesterday, but we'll talk about that.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm in another world right now. But yeah, I mean, it's been a great couple of games for Chelsea, for Man City, for Liverpool. They're just firing.
They're firing.
Arsenal, too. No one's talking about Arsenal, too. They've been going off, too. I mean, Mesut Ozil says they're playing sexy football right now, and he's a happy camper.
Because I think he's the middle of it, and he's the one that's, you know, making everything click.
Yeah.
I mean, wait. Let's backtrack a little. What am I saying? Screw Arsenal. I'm a Spurs fan. You know, I wish Arsenal get relegated.
You wish they would get relegated, but, I mean,
Arsenal will be a threat.
They're a threat this year. You have to admit, they're a threat this year.
They are, and I'm only admitting to it because they're a threat to Spurs' potential top four finish. So that's the only reason why I'll acknowledge it. Other than that, I don't really care about them.
Neither do I, but you got to be on the lookout for them, because I feel like towards this is just a prediction of mine, but I feel like towards the end of once we get to like March, April, they'll be in the title contention talk. It could be down to the wire.
But we've seen this Arsenal before in the past, where they've had great starts, and then come like Christmas, January time, it's choking season for them. So you never know. It could go all south like it usually does past couple of years. Let's hope.
Let's hope they finish
like sixth, like they usually do.
Hopefully. Let's hope for that.
Yeah.
We know that.
Come on, you Spurs.
Ew. But we know. Get out of my house, man. What are you doing?
We said in the first episode that we're rivals, all right? I know this is going to happen.
You got to expect some banter, man. Come on. You got to expect some banter.
I know. That's the whole point of it.
Yeah. But let's recap. We left off. We were previewing the big games from match week 9. Unfortunately, we couldn't make the pod for it because we were both ill.
Yeah.
So let's talk about your Spurs against West Ham. 1-0 to them.
Yeah.
To Spurs.
That was a good game. I watched the whole thing. It was actually a very close game. And I remember saying that this game is going to be decided by like one play or, you know, one magical moment or, you know, one mistake. And it ended up being a really nice play from Spurs. I think it was Moussa Sissoko that got like a, did like a given goal on the right wing, and he gave a nice little nice ball to Lamella, who was running down the middle, and he just headed it home, and that was it. That's all she wrote. So we took our chance. We got three very valuable points that week, and I was very satisfied that week. But I'll go off about Spurs and their recent couple of games after that, where it kind of went downhill.
Match week 9 for Chelsea, man. Where do I start? Yes.
Ooh, what a game that was.
I mean, I did end up waking up for it. I'm thankful I did.
I told you to.
I mean, I've become so accustomed to waking up early that it was just like, oh, I'm up.
Why not?
That game was I don't know if it was the caffeine or just the thrill of it, but my heart was racing throughout that whole game. And it was a thrilling, agitating game to watch. Rudiger, absolute unit with that header, and he
scored the first goal. No?
Yeah, he did score the first goal, and he left Pogba looking like a moron right in the box. However,
and he was like complaining and stuff that he let him go.
However, though, it's somehow midway through the match, Chelsea just shut off. It all started with Marcus Alonso going down, and the ref. No one was kicking the ball out or anything, and the ref was just, it was a play on. I don't know, Alonso wasn't even injured.
Yeah.
He could have gotten back up and helped out with the defense. And once he went down, I guess they expected the
stop. Man U players to kick it out.
Kick it out and like get the team doctors in, but that wasn't the case. And then Martial we got punished by Martial.
Yeah, he played very well that game.
He played so well, and to his advantage, he was playing in the right, correct?
No, he played left that game.
He played left that game, yeah. So, no, but one note that I did notice is that also a lot of players on Chelsea weren't doing so hot that game. Like, I don't know what was up. N'Golo Kante was a bit, I think he was off. He was a bit off. Marcus Alonso was caught out of position too many times to count.
And Chelsea, and that's actually unlike Chelsea this season, because you know they're usually ticking in the midfield with that trio.
Exactly.
And the defense is usually on point. So
I guess
all teams have a rough game, but you know, thanks to your boy John Cena at the end that saved
my God,
you guys.
John Cena, Ross Barkley, aka John Cena, aka Captain Clutch, aka goes hard in the paint and steals your woman. Dude, he came in. I mean, after Martial punished off the second goal, I was hoping for something. My biggest thing is that the team selection was off.
Yeah,
I don't know why he chose. I don't know why Sarri chose Morata. I was expecting for a physical battle, he'd choose Giroud because Giroud's hold up game is a lot better than Morata's. And I don't know why he chose Willian. Willian was off that game too. I felt like with Pedro, you would have had a more direct attack. Pedro. He doesn't take his time dribbling, or looking for a crossing, or looking if he sees an opening, he just goes. He's like Charlie Sheen, just go, boom. So that was one thing that really bothered me about it was the team selection, but in the end, Sarri had it right with the substitute, and I was personally hoping David Luiz would get it in. Then okay, it bounced the post. Come on, Rudiger. Nope, not again. Yeah, and then John Cena. They couldn't see him. They couldn't see him, and he just dumps it in.
Yeah,
and that's shout out to him. He's been on form lately.
He has been on form, and I think he's finally proving his worth. You know that he was a young prospect on Everton, and there was a lot of hype around him. You know, like he's going to be the next best talent in England, and he's not the best talent in England right now, but he's he's getting there if he continues to perform like this.
True. I mean, if he continues to perform like this, and Loftus-Cheek too, who's giving a run for
Loftus-Cheek had a hat trick.
Yeah, he had a hat trick in the Europa League, and he scored a goal last. We'll go to that later on when we talk about match week 10. But
yeah,
Loftus-Cheek, he's also going. I'd be okay if Chelsea don't make Kovacic's loan move permanent at the end of the season.
Bring him to Spurs.
No, that
bring him to Spurs.
I feel like. he might be of some use to Real Madrid, and we'll talk about Real Madrid later on in the pod.
Yeah,
because they have a big, big rebuilding project going on.
Yes.
I
think that was it. Like very, the only really significant stuff that happened. Man City thrashed Burnley 5-0.
Yeah,
at home. You know, that's no big surprise.
I'm surprised that Wolves got threat. I was expecting a draw from Wolves and Watford, but
yeah.
Watford came out 2-0. Cardiff, they surprised me too.
Fulham.
Yeah.
That's like a championship level game. So those, I feel like those games for those bottom teams that are fighting for relegation and you're versing the other teams that are fighting for relegation. Like if you don't beat them at home, like then you have no chance. And
here's the thing though, the amount of money Fulham spent, they should have not lost to a Cardiff.
Cardiff, I mean, they're the same level. I understand that the Cardiff didn't go off with the spending money, but, you know, also a con.
I mean, Seri, Schürrle, Mitrovic, you have
to. Yeah, but a con of buying all those players is, you know, sure, you could buy all the players and then they don't know how to play with each other.
True.
I mean, I'm not saying that Fulham don't know how to play with each other, but just the possibility that that could be what's happening.
Probably. you never know. You never know what's going on.
But shout out to my boy Mitrovic, who I love his celebration, like good old Luca Toni.
Okay. Luca Toni's a
the crazy man.
That crazy man
celebration.
Arsenal 3-1. We also predicted the Arsenal Leicester game. Arsenal also won.
Yeah, I think we predicted 3-1 our last podcast.
We did. I think we did predict 3-1. They went off too. So
yeah,
crazy. I mean, it's like we said,
very entertaining Premier League season.
Yeah, it's more entertaining than Conte and Pep's first season too. I think because everyone was talking about Pep Mourinho, and then like Conte comes in, but this time it's like you have so many coaches and you don't know what's going on.
And even like the kind of mid tier teams have, you know, very solid coaches that are doing well, like a Bournemouth and Eddie Howe, and the I think his name is Santo.
That guy looks like he looks like a terrorist from Iron Man. What if you see the first Iron Man? The guy who kidnapped Tony Stark, he looks like him. The one who talks in Arabic. I'm being serious. Go back, watch Iron Man, and see that scene where Tony Stark is stuck in that cave, and you see that Arab terrorist come to him? That's him.
Any movie relations with anything? Shout out to my boy Anton. You know what you're talking about as far as movies.
I wouldn't say I know what I'm talking about, but I know how to make some.
You know how to like relate things
when
you hear it.
I guess. I mean, I don't want to give myself too much credit.
What about, I think that was it for Match Week 9.
Yeah, that was nothing significant Match Week 9.
Match Week 10, what happened in Match Week 10 for Premier League? You want to do Champions League? Let's do Champions League.
Up to you, man.
Let's do Champions League. Let's go in order here.
All right.
Champions League, man. Oof. What a week.
Let's talk about the big one, the homecoming. Ronnie comes home. So, Paulo Dybala, 1-0 against Man United.
Yeah.
It was at home. And I didn't watch that game, but I heard, I read on the Man United subreddit. I just glanced at there. I lurked for a bit. And they weren't too happy with what's going on, especially how Juventus pretty much.
They pretty much bossed the game.
Yeah, they pretty much.
I heard from our good friend Floro. I think he said that first half was all Juve. Second half was all Man United, but they just couldn't capitalize on their opportunities. And the Dybala goal was, I think, somewhat scrappy, but hey, a goal is a goal, right?
Funny tidbit from that game is that during that game, the Juve fans were heckling Mourinho.
Oh, yeah?
And then Mourinho takes up the three fingers for the treble.
Because
of the treble
with Inter.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
That was another funny thing that happened that game. There was actually a pitch invader that ran onto the field and tried to take a selfie with Ronaldo. So then Ronaldo ended up taking the guy's phone while like the security was trying to like back him away, and he took a selfie with him. And now it's like all over Instagram and stuff, and they tagged the guy and stuff. So hey, it was worth it, man. You got a selfie with Ronaldo.
I mean, is it worth the ban though? Was he a Juve fan or was he a Man United fan?
I have no idea.
Oh, so
but he kind of looked like him. It was like a similar Cristiano look.
I mean,
looking
look,
kid.
If, if you get a modeling contract out of it, good for you, kid. But you potentially screwed yourself out of going to a bunch of stadiums. The words of DJ Khaled, congratulations. You played yourself.
Hey, man, that selfie might be worth it.
It's not worth. Nothing's worth a selfie in my eyes. It's just me. I'm too pragmatic and I hate millennial culture.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I hate like selfies and like avocado toast and all this bullshit.
Avocado toast is good, dude.
Yeah, meanwhile, you probably spend 10 bucks on it, don't you?
Nah, I make it at home.
Good.
All
right. You saved me so much money by doing that. By the way, a small sidetrack. I absolutely loathe people who spend 20 bucks on avocado toast. You are the problem with this economy. You are the problem with the avocado shortage that we have. The price of avocado going up. You morons don't realize you'd be saving so much money going to Trader Joe's. Picking up a case of avocados for like what? $5, a loaf of a pack of loaf of whatever of bread for $2. You made yourself like what, 20 avocado toasts? You guys,
it's on Sparrow's half time. Sparrow's half time.
You mentioned selfies and like it just led to one thing and another. It's just like
we'll talk about that on our FDA approved stuff.
Yeah, God. But yeah, let's go to the other games. Dortmund, Atletico Madrid. What's going on
with Atleti?
Bro, they have been not Diego Costa.
No, they've been doing good in the league. I think they're what, second now? Or like a point off of first?
Their main players aren't performing.
No, I disagree because that's their only one big loss, and like it was a big loss because it was 4-0 against Dortmund, and you know, props to Dortmund, they played phenomenal.
They're playing amazing.
I don't even know who their coach is, and like
aren't they top of the Bundesliga?
They are, but like, does this coach come from? Like, we've never heard of him before, and now he's transforming Dortmund to like Klopp days and
second coming of Jurgen Klopp.
Yeah, like
he's capitalizing. Props
to Dortmund, and all their young kids are performing.
Kids are performing, and they have like a midfield maestro and Axel Witsel.
Yeah, who's like finally taking on his European. Glory, because he was linked to so many clubs.
I remember he got screwed over going to Juve by Zenit. I think it was
Zenit. He used to play on Zenit. Yeah,
Zenit.
European team.
Zenit screwed him over from going to Juve. I remember a few years ago. Mm-hmm. This is through a couple of Juve fans. I'll take their word for it. He was apparently in the Juventus medical in the training ground to take his medical, and like they were just not. They weren't agreeing on a fee.
Wow.
So it's like this guy's like waiting to take his medical. He wants to go to Juventus, and like
that's it.
He got honey dicked, basically.
Yeah, that's why they got Sami Khedira instead.
Yeah.
But anyway, no disrespect to Khedira. But yeah, Dortmund 4-0 over Atletico.
Yeah.
I think that group is like now like open to anybody.
It is open to anyone at this point. I mean, I'm just hoping my boy Costa starts scoring again.
Mm-hmm.
He's been on a long goal scoring drought. I think it's about 15 or 16 games. I could be wrong.
Yeah.
But he's not the Diego Costa I love, man.
Give him time. It's only, 10 games in the season?
Yeah.
I do take that back, actually. It's actually Dortmund on 9 points since for that win, and Atletico with 6. The other two teams, Club Brugge and Monaco, are sitting out 1 point apiece.
Yeah, Thierry Henry's Monaco, they lost.
They lost, I know.
They lost. I mean,
They lose? No, they tied, sorry.
They tied?
They tied 1-1 against
Bruges. They lost in the league. In the league, never mind. Because I remember I saw that. But yeah, it's going to take some time for Thierry to get – people are expecting instant results.
No, definitely not.
Yeah, you're not going to get that. Also, not all great players become successful coaches. They some of them end up actually being terrible coaches.
Exactly.
Yeah, but Barcelona beat Inter 2-0. Typical Barca fashion. Icardi couldn't make the statement to the club who cast him aside.
I watched that game also, and Inter played very well. I have to give them props, and if Inter end up kicking, my beloved Spurs out of the group to go second place, they truly deserve it because they played great. They've been doing much better in Serie A. I'm kind of having a newfound love for them, not only because of how good they are, but for their beast striker Icardi, and they're kind of my secondary team that I use at FIFA. So props to Inter Milan. They did play well, but Barcelona going to the Camp Nou and trying to get a result is not an easy thing to do. The best thing that happened in that game though was that Brozovic slide. I don't know if you saw it or not.
I did.
Then when I think he like tweeted about it after he called it the crocodile.
Yeah, the crocodile. He called it the crocodile.
Where he slid underneath the wall to block the free kick.
That was
intelligent and smart of him. And I think he did it again in the Serie A, like a couple of games later.
Now they're gonna stop doing that. They're gonna stop going under.
Yeah, exactly.
He's expecting to do it. But yeah, Liverpool beat Red Star Belgrade 4-0, and the sky is blue.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Sky is red at Anfield.
I guess you could say that. Galatasaray, Schalke, 0-0.
2-2, PSG, Napoli. Good away result for the Napoli side.
Yeah. What's good? PSG, they just keep spending money and money and money and money, and their intent every year is the same. We want to win the Champions League. And these guys just don't.
Yeah, like, because they really have no competition in the league in France, because you know who is their competition? Monaco, who are not that great. You have teams like Lyon and Marseille, who are good, but like not at that caliber of PSG.
Yeah.
So there's literally zero competition for PSG. That's why they're running away with the league every year. And then when they come to the Champions League, where you know
they get washed,
they get teams like Napoli in their group and Liverpool. They lost to Liverpool, and now they tied with Napoli at home. They can't compete. And that was even they tied with a Di Maria goal in like the 93rd minute. So it should have been a 2-1 win for Napoli. And my boy Insigne scored again, because that's my boy.
You done there?
Sorry. I just
I know.
I think he is my favorite player.
No, he's one of the best. He's one of the best. And speaking of Insigne, I remember when Italy were trying to get into the World Cup. Who was the coach at the time who screwed it up?
Ventura, yeah.
Ventura was trying to put in De Rossi, and De Rossi's like, wait.
Put in Insigne.
Yeah, he's like pointing at Insigne. He's like, why are you putting me? Put in him.
Yeah.
It's like, that's how good of a player he is, how underrated he is.
He's very underrated.
Ridiculously. How no one has tried to poach him from Napoli yet is beyond
me. He's never going
to
leave. He was born in Naples. He's a homeboy.
He's a homeboy.
He's never going to leave. He's like, a homebody. Why would he leave his hometown and family and stuff like? You literally grew up there, and you're playing your homeboy club. Like
that's true.
It's like, who would do that? Another game that happened in the Champions League was Spurs.
What happened? You're Spurs, man. They just shit in the. I'm sorry. Excuse my language. They just shit in the bed.
Spurs, man. Spurs in the Champions League last year, we did phenomenal in the group. We won the group. We had Dortmund and Real Madrid in our group last year. And nobody would have even thought that we would even came out of the group. Yet we won the group. This year, also a very tough test with Inter and Barca in our group. And even PSV, who's given us a hard time. I thought it was going to be the same results. Like, not top it, but at least get out of it. But now that they drew away to PSV 2-2, when we were leading the game and it was a must-win game, it's going to be very difficult for us to get out of the group. And now that I'm even thinking, like, is it even worth to try to push for third? Because if we push for third in our, I think one of the top, a couple of third place teams will get moved to the Europa League. So is it worth going to the Europa League and trying to win the Europa League, which is very difficult to do, you know, seeing that Arsenal is in it now and Chelsea and all these big clubs. Is it worth trying to win the Europa League, or should we just say goodbye to the Champions League and focus on the league?
Well, what happened to I'll take any trophy this season, man?
I'll take the Europa League, but like I feel like with Spurs is like right now at their like current financial state with like building the stadium.
The stadium situation has been a mess.
It's been an absolute mess, and they released a club statement recently saying that they're not even going to play anything in the rest of 2018. So that's Spurs games at home or at Wembley. So there still might be even a delay in 2019. You never know.
Yeah,
but
they were too ambitious in their plan. They should have given themselves more. They should have been generous with their time.
Yeah. So that whole situation is having an effect on the club. It is Spurs, actually, believe it or not, best start to a Premier League campaign in over like 40 years. So the Premier League's been okay, but I don't know what happened in the Champions League, man. Like, you must win against PSV at home. I mean, away, and we didn't. So, like, I don't know what's wrong. It's very frustrating as a Spurs fan. Like, we're, like, right there, but, like, we just need to make a few, like, tweaks, and then we could be on the caliber of Manchester City. We could be at the caliber of, you know, Manchester United, and I take that back, not Manchester United. Be at the caliber of Chelsea and Liverpool, and actually, like, you know, try to win titles and go for them. And, you know, like, we have a great set of players. I don't want to, like, come back in a few years where, like, you know, Harry Kane's gone and Eriksen is gone and Pochettino's gone, and, like, look back and be like, we had all the tools and we never utilized them.
Looking like Harry Kane's going to go. There's a big rebuilding process in Spain that's going to go on. It could be Dele Alli or Harry Kane.
What? No, not Dele Alli. He just signed a new contract till 2024 today.
Yeah, it's on a new contract 2024. I mean, it's just the it's going to get his worth up. And you think Madrid will laugh at that price. They'll be like, okay, we want Dele Alli, we want Kane. It's all speculation and
they
all predictions.
They won't go for Dele Alli. They would go for Eriksen and Kane. But I hope not. Stay at Spurs. That was pretty much it for the Champions League as far as the match weeks and the game weeks that happen, the games that happen. What do you think about the winner? Who do you think is going to be in the final? Who do you think is going to take it all? It's very difficult to predict.
It is difficult to predict, but I could see a Barcelona-Liverpool final this year.
That's a good prediction.
I could see it.
I could see it, or I could see – I definitely see Barcelona in the final. No doubt about it. I think it's going to be Barcelona versus either Liverpool, even though Liverpool is going to have to give it their all, which, you know.
They will.
I think they can.
They can. They can go the distance. They proved it last year. They can go the distance.
I'm going to say Juve with Ronaldo.
I could see. I don't even know why I wrote them off.
Yeah. I could see. Juve is solid throughout. Ronaldo, the game changer, in any minute. And we've seen Barcelona-Juventus finals before. I think it was like 2016. But that if that was the final, that would be a very even game.
Yeah, no, it would be a very even game. I just see Barcelona winning the entire thing. They have a very complete team right now. They're overstacked to the point where, like, right wing, they have Malcolm.
They have Dembele.
They have Rafinha.
Yeah.
And Rafinha's playing over those two guys they paid a ton of money for.
Yeah.
Like, there's a rumor online, like, on the Daily Mail and all those guys saying that Dembele was told to find a club.
Come to Spurs. I'll take him.
Are they going to spend that much? You guys already have enough wingers. I'll take him as a Willian replacement, to be honest with you.
Yeah,
Pedro's getting old. Willian's touching 30.
Yeah, I could see him going to Chelsea, actually.
I mean, we spent $70 million on a keeper.
Yeah.
We're back to being big money Chelsea, ruining football.
Yeah, what am I saying about Spurs bringing him in? We'll be lucky if we bring in like a £30 million player. But, but yeah, I definitely see – I could see Barcelona winning it. I could see Juventus winning it. I could see Liverpool coming very, very close like last year unless like they like pull some crazy shit and actually win it this year.
Pull a Gerrard, the miracle of Istanbul.
I do think that they should have won it last year for, you know, the unfortunate Salah injury and like a few things that went wrong during the actual game. If those things don't happen and they make the same runs at the final, they could win it.
I mean, now they have an actual goalkeeper who won't.
Yeah.
Well, to be fair to Karius, apparently he had a concussion.
Those are reports. I'm not really buying it. Like, if
he didn't. Why would a doctor lie about a concussion, though?
I understand, but what if the doctor said that he had a concussion during the game?
Klopp should have subbed him. Klopp should have.
So I don't know
Klopp
if it was Klopp's fault or like Karius's fault or the physician's fault, but. Those little things just made the difference.
Yeah.
And if those little things don't happen, then I could see Liverpool taking it.
Yes. All I know is Sergio Ramos is still public enemy number one in Egypt.
Yeah, he forever will be.
Yeah, he
will. For ruining Egypt's World Cup chances.
Yeah, he will forever be public enemy number one.
Oh, man. Speaking of Sergio Ramos, what do you think about Real Madrid's situation?
Hilarious.
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 Steve Tambora.
And hilarious. I am bummed that Conte won't be going there.
Yeah, I heard that he doesn't want to go, or what happened?
There's two different reports. Mm-hmm. One is that he doesn't want to go because he's afraid that the players won't buy into his philosophy or won't have his back.
Okay.
And the other one is that the other report I read is that they would rather what's his name? The Solari.
Oh, the new is he official new coach? I think he's just caretaker.
He's caretaker for now, but I wouldn't see why they would wait a little while.
Yeah, they might go with him till like Christmas until they figure shit out in January, maybe bring somebody new. And I hate to say it, but they might take Pochettino away from us.
They could take Pochettino. I'm hoping they don't. I'm hoping they don't either, because if they get Pochettino, he'll want Hazard at Madrid.
Yeah. He'll want Kane at Madrid.
Any coach would want Hazard at Madrid, except for Antonio Conte.
Yeah.
Antonio Conte and Hazard didn't get along. One of the reasons why I was a big fan of Conte going to Madrid, because that would shut the door of the idea of Eden Hazard entertaining Madrid ever.
Yeah.
He would just sign that Chelsea contract.
And shut up.
And shut up and become a legend, like in the vein of Didier Drogba and Frank Lampard, Gianfranco Zola, Gianluca Vieri, all those guys. I can't even think right now. I have fuzzy things. We got to stop making these podcasts late at night, man.
Yeah, we're...
Oh, my God. I'm so tired. But yeah, it's just what led to the sacking of Lopetegui. By the way, this Julian Lopetegui is the most – he's a moron. How are you going to tell the media, sign a new you're going to stay with Spain, sign a contract to stay with Spain, then get revealed as the new Real Madrid coach? That was some of the most unprofessional shit ever.
So he pretty much
– shot himself in the foot.
He shot himself in the foot by – A, ruining Spain's World Cup chances. B, because of all the chaos he caused and all this crap form Real Madrid's been in.
He got
sacked. Like, how are you going to royally mess up two golden chances?
He's lucky. I mean, I'm sure there's going to be a team to get to hire him, but like...
Maybe like a Premier League team or something, like Everton or something like that.
I don't see them sacking Marco Silva anytime soon.
No, but like, you know, something along those lines.
Something along those lines.
Not like top six
team. Yeah, no, top six team will want to invest in him after his shenanigans. But that 5-1 Clásico, though, that was hilarious.
Oh, man.
That was a block. Q and Jim Ross, stop the damn match!
Oh, my God. What
a... That man has a family!
What a win for Barcelona.
What happened to that defense?
Suarez just ate him up, pretty much. He does a lot of biting, and ate him up.
And I'm so happy Courtois got it stuck to him.
Yeah, 5 goals against Courtois. It was a nice sight to see.
Oh, man, it was hilarious.
And to think that was the first Clásico in over 10 years to be contested without Messi or Ronaldo.
It did not disappoint. It was actually more entertaining than the previous few Clásicos.
Yeah, because... all Clásicos are entertaining. All Clásicos are entertaining.
This was more entertaining just because of the bloodbath that ensued.
Yeah, I remember actually it reminded me of when Barca beat Spurs. Of course they're going to beat Spurs. When Barca beat Real Madrid 5-0 that one time. I think it was David Villa and around that era.
Didn't they do that too when Rafa was in charge, or was it like 3-0 when Rafa was in charge?
I don't remember, but I remember it was 5-0.
Yeah,
Barca at home. And actually, I was watching the game, and there was this one play that if this goal would have went in, it would have changed the entire game. I think it was in the second half, and Barca was up 2-1. That was when Madrid got one back, and Modric came like maybe centimeters, inches away from scoring. It hit the like underside of like the right post, and if that would have went in, that would have been like 2-2, and then Real Madrid would have kept their momentum going, and you never know what about to happen. But literally inches away from changing the entire game, but Barcelona took their chances after that and ran away with it.
Yep, that did happen.
So go Barca, Real Madrid, you'll be all right.
Go to hell. They have a big rebuilding problem. They gotta get rid of Benzema. They gotta get rid of Bale.
Come to Spurs, please.
They gotta get rid of Ramos.
I said.
They gotta get rid of Marcelo. Like
four players. I'm begging somebody to come to Spurs.
I could see them keeping
Asensio, after the season. These young guys,
and they're gonna definitely give us a hard time if we want to keep Kovacic.
Yeah,
because they're gonna want
that midfield back.
They're gonna want to rebuild. I mean, they want like all their players and evaluate everything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
who do you think is a good coach to take over besides Poch?
Conte would do well over there. He has the players.
Besides Conte, because that's kind of like ruled out. Like a well-known coach now that can go to Real Madrid and do the job. Besides Pochettino, because I think if he goes, which hopefully he doesn't, he would do good.
I doubt Mourinho would want to go back.
No, definitely not.
Maybe has Wenger retired from coaching completely?
Yeah, he's done.
He's done.
He wouldn't be good. He's too old.
It's not even he's too old.
No, you need somebody like new.
Joachim Löw?
No. Maybe somebody like from international that could come into club level. But then again, it is kind of different.
It is different. So, Joachim Löw. A shortage of coaches, to be honest.
They were saying actually that if Pochettino goes, you know who would replace Pochettino at Spurs? They were saying Brendan Rodgers, which would be interesting to say the least.
Whew.
Brendan Rodgers is a good coach, but like to replace Pochettino and like the plan that he's doing over the next few years, and
yeah,
all the rebuilding that he's done, like before Pochettino, like Spurs were just like average.
Yeah, it's true. You know?
So yeah, I don't know.
Oh, Laurent Blanc could come into Real Madrid.
Laurent Blanc, that's a good shout.
Laurent Blanc could come in. He plays very attacking style, like he did at PSG. He could mm-hmm. implement that. Real Madrid loves the counterattack. They love the attack, so it's yeah. just like they could easily. He could easily fit their tactics.
I don't think he's with anybody now.
Nah, I think he's like. If I was Laurent Blanc, he's probably chilling after that, getting that Arab money. He's good for a while.
He's chill.
He's good for a while.
He could even reject the job and be like, why am I going to go back to coach? I'm chilling.
Exactly. Who else? They could go for Allegri.
Max Allegri?
They could wait till the end of the season to offer Max Allegri something. I mean, they said that Zidane mm-hmm. was waiting. There's reports online said that are conflicting. They say that Zidane's waiting for the Man U job.
Or
the Juve job.
Mm.
Personally, I think he would go for the Juve job because that's where he became Zidane. So it's, I could see that happening.
That's also not a bad shout that Allegri goes to Madrid and Zidane goes back to Juve. But yeah, why are we talking about Real Madrid? They suck. Oh, yeah. Let them crumble.
Burn. Let them burn.
Let them burn. Let's enjoy it. It's not often that we see Real Madrid do this.
It's actually fantastic, and it puts a smile on my face, and it gives me a warm, fuzzy feeling inside.
Yep.
It feels like Christmas has come early. It's hard to get excited for the holidays this year. But moving on, no more self-deprecating humor for tonight. Let's move on to match week 10.
Match week 10.
All right, so. What happened? Let's start off with today's match. Yesterday's match, excuse me. What happened to your Spurs, man?
More frustration for Spurs. That's all I've been talking about this podcast. Spurs played a very good game. And it was very evenly contested. Because if you remember last year, when Spurs played Manchester City, both home and away, it's like Spurs weren't even playing. It's like Manchester City was playing like an exhibition game against like a Division II team. It was like they won like 4-1 at Wembley, and then they thrashed us like I don't remember how many in at the Etihad. But this year, 1-0, the game was evenly contested. It was unlucky that, you know, Trippier made that mistake so early on in the 6th minute, which kind of threw Spurs off. The pitch was horrendous because they played an NFL game. Literally the day before.
Dude.
And there were still like the football yards.
Yeah, there's still the yardage markings and everything. That's just embarrassing.
Embarrassing. And to think, like, yes, the pitch is to blame. And, you know, Spurs played the way Spurs do. They play very attractive football. And we just didn't take our opportunities. Like,
we couldn't capitalize.
Like, a Lamella had an open chance. Like, it was a mistake and Dele Alli picked it up. Edge of the box, gave a nice through ball, and all he had to do was slot it in the corner, and I think the ball bobbled, and because of the bobble, like, he just kicked it high and wide. So, frustrating for Spurs. I guess great for Manchester City that they kept, you know, they got the 3 points.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I feel like that there's something with Pochettino that he's not telling us. I think he even said that he's been very, like, frustrated in this beginning of the season. And I think it's because of all the stadium and stuff. Like, and
could there be something more to it?
That's what I'm afraid of.
Could it be, like, God forbid, something with his family? Because I remember the season Mourinho
uh-huh.
was kind of going into the shitters at Chelsea. his father was also, that's when he found out his father was like going through cancer battle and everything. So that's why he, even though Chelsea would, he looked like shit from Chelsea losing all the time. He even looked worse
from that,
from his Bailey problems.
I feel like there's something brewing that like nobody knows about, but I just hope it just passes and, you know, Spurs come back and, you know, Pochettino stays and, you know, all this good stuff happens for Spurs. One can hope.
One can hope.
Another thing that happened, Man U picked up a win at Old Trafford against Everton. That's, you know, should be Man U. So good for them. They picked up three points. Yeah, we don't have to shit on Man U like we usually do.
No, we don't have to shit on them.
Props to them. They got a win.
Props to Martial. He's been picking up.
Pogba played well too, even though he missed the penalty.
Yeah, but Martial's been just proving himself time after time after time.
Yep.
It's like the media loves crapping on him.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like, I don't know if Mourinho is giving him enough credit or not. I don't watch too many Man U press conferences, but like everything, I think from my point of view, everything all should be forgiven from the whole debacle back in the summer.
Yeah.
All should be forgiven because how many times is he going to pick up, he's going to get help out Man United and contribute?
Exactly. He's a great player. And he's still young. Other than Man U, Liverpool beat Cardiff 4-1 at home.
Then Liverpool doing Liverpool things. Salah's back in form. Everyone wrote him out. I wrote him out at the beginning of the season.
He's going back to his goal scoring, you know, duties.
Yep.
And please, to all the freaking haters that are saying that he's a one season wonder, what are you going to say now? He's a two season wonder? Like, give the man some credit. He was the fastest man in Liverpool history.
I did mention, though.
Score 50 goals in, like, what, 67 games.
I'm just hoping. Crazy. I'm just hoping that he's past his shoulder injury concerns.
I think he is.
He's still wearing, like, the bands. He's still wearing, like, TheraBands on it.
Yeah.
Hopefully all is well with him.
But I think he's back and he's, you know, the main man for Liverpool along with, you know, their trio, Mane and Firmino. So they got their 3 points. What else happened? Bournemouth beat Fulham 3-0.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, man, Bournemouth, they've been doing good this season.
They have been doing good this
season. Callum Wilson and all these, Joshua King and Ryan Fraser, like, they've got some good players are grinding.
Yeah. My boys, the boys in blue,
mm-hmm.
Chelsea, they beat Burnley 4-0. The first 10 minutes of the match was a bit brutal to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Then we just started scoring goals. That through ball from my boy. You couldn't see him.
Ross
Barkley. John Cena. Morata. Is he coming back?
Is he back? That was a good goal.
It was the classic Morata that we signed. It was the Morata that was clutch for Juve. Morata that was clutch for Real Madrid.
Mm-hmm.
Is he back? Only time will tell. And Lord, do I hope so.
Yep.
Other goals. My boy. John Cena with the outside the box curler.
Yep.
A lot of Chelsea fans are saying that he's the next Frank Lampard.
Because of the number 8.
Let's simmer down. Yeah. Let's simmer down, kids. There will never be another Frank Lampard again. Never.
Never.
He is doing right by the number 8.
Yeah, so far.
He is doing right. But will he be a Lampard? Absolutely not. So to compare him to Frank Lampard is absurd.
Let's
call him John Cena.
John Cena's fine with me.
Let's call him John Cena. Then Willian, same type of goal.
Mm-hmm.
It sucks. I feel bad that Pedro's been getting very, very unlucky.
Mm-hmm. With the minutes?
He got injured. This wasn't an injury. This was more illness.
Uh-huh.
He had the poo-poo butt.
Oh.
He had poo-poo. He had the mud butt. So you don't want to have mud butt when you're playing.
Definitely not.
According to Maurizio Sarri, it was a stomach bug that he got.
Mm-hmm.
So best wishes to Pedro.
He'll be back.
Be stronger. We need you, buddy. He got unlucky last season with when he got that punched in the face by freaking Ospina during the Community Shield.
Yeah.
Then he got a calf injury.
Mm-hmm.
This season got unlucky I'm not giving a curse, but like he just pulled it from the shoulder.
Yeah.
Out with a shoulder injury. Now he gets the mud butts. It's like I'm ruined. He can't catch a break. I feel so bad. But my boy Willian finally picked up some slack, scored another goal.
Nice.
And then my boy, Chelsea Academy product, based God Loftus-Cheek, Ruben Loftus-Cheek, man. Everyone, he's a good, very underrated player. Well, he was overrated when he was in Chelsea Academy. Yeah. Everyone had to be the next big thing. Then he got humbled, went on a few loans.
Mm-hmm.
And now, after that hat trick in the Europa League, then scoring that stoppage minutes goal,
mm-hmm.
he's proving his worth. He's
proving his worth, man.
He's proving his worth.
The whole thing with these kind of players is that they have to just be consistent.
Yes.
So give them credit where it's due, but I can't comment until I see some consistency.
I know. And I will say another shout out to my boy, Antonio Rudiger.
Mm-hmm.
The man's an absolute unit. He's a tank. He's our best defender.
So far?
He's our best defender so far. I mean, David Luiz, he's great because he starts to play. He has that creative...
from the back line. Yeah.
From the feet. I'm glad he's not chucking any long balls because our strikers are terrible. But he still chucks long balls, but not on the level he did because only Diego Costa was able to read
what was going on there. Runs and stuff.
With his long balls.
Mm-hmm.
But Morata and Giroud, that I guess Giroud is, but he hasn't been playing because Giroud's been out with a calf injury.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, man. It's just
props to Chelsea.
I'm happy.
They're getting there.
I mean, is this? I don't think Sarri ball is even 70% in.
No, not 100%. Not.
Not even 60%. It's gonna take some time. And even he says it's gonna take some time. And if we go back to the Manchester United game,
mm-hmm.
the last 30 minutes, we didn't even play his philosophy of football. He hated it. He was like, "We're playing long ball.
Yeah,
we're not built for that.
Exactly.
Manchester United is built for long ball. We weren't." And that was one of the more frustrating aspects of that previous game. But I'm happy with that result.
The 3 points. That's all that matters.
Burnley was dominating us for 10 minutes, the first 10 minutes. If they scored a goal, it would have been a completely different ball game.
Yeah.
But we were able to stick it out, pull through, and we just dominated.
Nice. Another match that happened, but something very significant to Leicester City Football Club. We do want to send our condolences to Leicester City's owner and chairman.
Mr. Vichai.
Yeah. Tragic accident that happened with his helicopter crashing. So we send our condolences to all the Leicester City staff, players, coaching, everything that...
Especially
the fans.
This guy, he's...
He did a lot for Leicester City.
He did a lot for Leicester City.
He was there when they won the Premier League, and
God
rest his soul.
Yeah, he was the reason why the miracle happened.
I mean,
he was the one who got these players. He was a big Leicester City fan, and like you could tell by the fans, he meant a lot to them.
Mm-hmm.
He was just more than an owner. He was one of them. He was one of them.
Yeah.
So like,
very 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 sad story.
We just want to wish our condolences to the family and everyone involved in Leicester City Football Club.
Yeah. Other than that, I think we pretty much covered it all.
Yeah, man. We did.
That was a good show.
It was a good show.
Hope you guys enjoy it.
Yeah, hope you guys enjoy it. Hopefully, we'll try both not to get sick. It was unfortunate circumstances that we both got sick in the same week.
Mm-hmm.
We'll try our best to stay healthy.
And make this like a weekly episodic thing.
Yes, we will. And I am keep working on trying to get these on YouTube, as I promised, by December. Mm-hmm. By the end of the year, we'll have it all on YouTube, just in case you guys hate Anchor, hate Apple Podcasts, or want a different medium.
Well, are we on Apple Podcasts?
According to Anchor, we are.
Oh, I got the email for
it. Yeah. So
thanks, Apple.
Yeah. So sit tight, everyone. It's coming soon, and we have big plans for this podcast. We just thank you all for your support and for your positive feedback and your positive energy and your love. We can't do it without you, and we do it for you.
Thank you guys again. Enjoy the podcast and spread the word. I love you all.
Have a blessed day.